is over last day. Summer's going to be a bit stormy across parts of the continent, particularly through the northern ranges of New South Wales, across many parts of inland Queensland. Some of those storms potentially reaching the coast, up across the Northern Territory and through the northern half of Western Australia. All these areas are looking at the potential of thunderstorms in association with troughs across the region. Now, we'll also see some isolated showers and storms about the northeastern tropics of Queensland, but that band of thunderstorms from the northwest down to the southeast, and it's probably the southeast coast more likely to see some of those coastal showers and storms later. For New South Wales, showers and storms mostly confined to the northern tablelands, just creeping over to the coastal ranges as well. And most of that activity relatively isolated, generally warm, sunny and quite hot elsewhere. A warm day through Victoria, but there is a southerly change moving through. With that change, we'll see showers increasing and even the potential of some isolated thunderstorms. And for Tasmania, as that change approaches, rain developing about the west, that'll spread across the state during the day, and even the potential of some thunderstorms about the north and western districts. Possible showers about the southern half of South Australia. They'll be mostly light and isolated. This is ahead of that southerly change moving through during the day. Should be dry through the southern parts of Western Australia. A few showers or storms through the east, more likely through the north. The only dry area in the territory in around the Simpson District.